Hello, everybody. Welcome to my Real Talk Kim podcast, Real Talk with Real Talk Kim. I am so excited to be with you today. I pray that God is just moving so awesome in your life right now in 2019. We're just beginning 2019. We're just in the first 2 weeks of 2019. And I'm telling you something, I have really been encouraging all of my friends across the world to just start this year off with a better attitude. Start it off with looking at the positives and the where what you see God is about to do in your life, and concentrating on what you see in the natural right now. You know, we are looking at so many things going on in the world. We're looking at, you know, some of y'all have spent too much money at Christmas, and now you're trying to figure out how you're gonna pay your bills. And I don't know. You know, you're looking at this government shutdown where I fly every weekend, and man, if I were to allow myself, I could get really overwhelmed with that because the airports are crazy. Like, instead of getting there an hour early, now I have to get there 3 hours early because the TSA workers aren't getting paid. And so they're not going to work. And so, you know, you just sit and look at this, and then you could get mad at the government. You could get mad and be like, man, y'all come off your high horses. Stop having pride. So, you know, I don't know. Some of you are looking at starting this brand new year off single. You know, you're walking through a divorce, or you're walking through a separation, or you broke up with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, and you're over here struggling with how do you even start over again, because so much of your life was connected with them. You know, y'all did the same thing every Tuesday. You'd go on a date. Now here you are on Tuesdays sitting at home listening to my podcast and crying in your milk. And you know, there's so many ways that we can be overwhelmed. You know, we can look at our past and the devil just beating us up because, you know, we're looking at how much we failed in 2018. And really, you didn't fail. You just got life college, you know? So I just want to encourage you today I'm going to talk to you about some things to stop doing in your life, some patterns to stop doing in your life in order to be happy. You know, I even think about my sons and how for so long I was worried about them, and I would take it personal when they messed up, and I'd be like, oh my God, it's my fault because me and my ex-husband can keep our marriage together. And you know, you can so easily start blaming yourself for stuff that's really out of your control. And then there is some things that you need to take ownership of so that you can change them, so you don't keep repeating cycles. And so I don't really know what you're looking at today. Maybe you got laid off at a job. Maybe, you know, you hated this job and you kept showing up late to this job, and then finally you got let go, and now you're beating yourself up because, you know, that you thought it was a crappy job, and now you're having to start all over and find another job. You wish you would have straightened up. Just stop beating your tail up. And get up and just stop looking at the past. That's why there's a rear view mirror in your car that just shows you just a little bit how to back up, because you're not supposed to look behind you. And then there's a huge windshield for you to be able to see perfectly out of, because you only should focus on what's in front. So here's a way that you can do something that you can stop doing in order to be happy. Number one is quit procrastinating on your goals. Stop laying in your bed. Start getting up a little bit earlier. I'm telling you, 2019, y'all, I am not an early bird. I am not a morning person. I come alive at night. I'm creative and all that good stuff. And it always starts at night. And I come alive and can stay awake to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, writing blogs, getting ideas for new merchandise for my store, drawing, you know, writing in my journal, doing podcasts. And then I'll sleep till 11 o'clock. And then I've wasted my whole day. So in 2019, I've been intentional. I am in that bed, if I can help it, by no later than 11 o'clock, which is huge for me. And I pop up right up out of that bed at 7 o'clock. Now, the first few days that I did that, I was like, what am I going to do? There's too many hours in my day now, because I was so used to sleeping half the day away. And so you know what I've done? I've gotten up. I make me coffee. I've even committed to cooking this year. So I've already cooked every day, just about. Got me one of those Instapots. And my husband, he keeps walking around saying, I got a new girlfriend. Her name is Sally. you know, Sally Homemaker. Because for 7 years, we've eaten out every day, you know, because I kept telling myself I couldn't cook. But I get up now in the morning. I have my Bible reading time. I let YouVersion app read to me. I'm on the 1-year Bible plan. I am being intentional about spending. I do podcasts in the morning now instead of at night. I write my journal in the mornings and at night. So listen, stop procrastinating on your goals. Some people dream of success while others wake up and work hard at it. Action and change are often resisted when they are needed most. Get a hold of yourself and have discipline. Putting something off instantly makes it harder and scarier. What we don't start today won't be finished by tomorrow. And there's nothing more stressful than the perpetual lingering of an unfinished task. Y'all, I get these phone, listen, Linda, I hate the phone. And you got to talk on the phone when you're a business person, an entrepreneur like me. There are business meetings you got to take over the phone. There are, you know, meetings. There are phone calls. There are. And for so long, I would miss so many great opportunities simply because I hated to talk on the phone. So I had to stop procrastinating, putting that demon of hating to talk on the phone behind me and begin to own where I wanted to go. The secret to getting ahead is simply getting started. Starting all by itself is usually sufficient to build enough momentum to keep the ball rolling. So often about the finish line and just concentrate on taking the first step. Stop worrying about the finish line and just get started. Y'all, tell yourself, I choose to start this task with small, imperfect steps. Stop comparing your highlight reels. You're behind the scenes to everybody else's highlight reels. You don't know how long they've been working at this. Now it's time for you to work. Another thing that you got to do, y'all, you got to do to be happy. Stop doing this in order to be happy is quit blaming others and making excuses. Aren't you so sick of being stuck when you got 2 hands and 2 feet? But you can't get ahead because you won't stop blaming other people for why you're where you are. I've seen so many people in my life, y'all, that had more anointing, more charisma, was more creative. They had all that more in their fingertip than I have in my whole body. And they are nothing to this day. They are nothing. They have given up their dreams. They're turning 50. They ain't done nothing with their life. They are struggling. They are, and all of their charisma and their personality and their ideas out the window because they procrastinated and blamed the world for why they were where they were. You know what? I wouldn't be here today, y'all, if in 2006, I would have blamed everybody else for where I was. I wouldn't be here. I would still be stuck in a place of depression and oppression. I wouldn't be here today if I wouldn't have looked in that mirror and owned it, owned the storms that I created, owned the divorce that I walked through, owned it and got up and began to live again. Stop blaming others for what you have or don't have, or for what you feel or don't feel. When you blame others for what you are going through, you deny responsibility and perpetuate the problem. Stop giving your power away and start taking responsibility for your life. Blaming is just another sorry excuse. And making excuses is the first step towards failure. You and only you are responsible for your life choices and decision. Another thing that you need to stop doing in order to be happy is quit trying to avoid change. Oh my God, stop it. Stop trying to avoid change. Stop it, man. You're like, oh, I hate change. Y'all won't even step out of your comfort zone because you're afraid of change. Listen to me. If nothing ever changed, there would be no sunrise the next morning. Most of us are comfortable where we are, even though the whole universe is constantly changing around us. Learning to accept this is vital to our happiness and general success because only when we change do we grow. Only when we change and begin to see the world new. Full of possibilities. And don't forget, however good or bad a situation is, now it will change. It's going to change. I always tell people, man, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And listen, that's the one thing you can count on, is even if you're in a bad situation right now, it's going to change. Even if you're in a storm of your life, every storm runs out of rain. So you got to embrace it, man. And you got to realize that change happens for a reason. It won't always be easy or obvious at first, but in the end, it will be worth it. Oh my God, don't be afraid to jump. If you never jump, you ain't going nowhere. You're over here allowing, my family never did it. Nobody in my family ever showed me how to do it. And so you're sitting here just staying in this life of mediocrity. And God is ever saying, I want you to be the game changer. I want you to be the nation shifter. Listen, another thing that you got to do to stop being, happy is you got to stop talking down to yourself. Stop talking down to yourself like you're going to win a reward for it. Nothing, y'all, will bring you down quicker than berating yourself. The mind is a superb instrument if used right, but when used incorrectly, it becomes very destructive. Be aware of your mental self-talk. We all talk silently to ourselves in our heads, but we aren't always conscious of what we're saying or how it's affecting us. I got a scripture that I want to give y'all real quickly. On this subject, to stop talking down to yourself. It's Proverbs 19:11. And it says, good sense makes a man restrain his anger, and it's his glory to overlook a transgression or offense. And this goes along with talking down to yourself. You talk down to yourself and you start walking around with offense. You start walking around angry at the world. But listen, every day we have opportunities to get upset, frustrated, or offended. Maybe you had plans that didn't work out, or someone was rude to you at the office. Maybe you were doing something that should have taken 1 hour and ended up taking 3. Life is full of inconveniences. Even though we can't always control our circumstances, we can control our reactions. They say life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% of how you respond. We should always go out each day with a positive attitude, full of hope and expecting God's favor. But at the same time, we should recognize that most days are not going to go exactly as we planned. However, we are created to live in peace. Peace is our position of power. If you get stressed because you got off schedule, or upset because your child wouldn't eat his breakfast, or frustrated because someone offended you, you will start self-talk, bad talking to yourself. It will make it spew out all over everyone that you love. You are giving away your power if you don't hold yourself down. Instead, use good sense. Make the decision to release those offenses, even towards yourself, and disappointment, so that you can live in peace. Overlook offense. Release offense, even to yourself. Release it. Release it. Let it go. Let it go. Stop harboring hate. That's the next one. Start harboring hate. As Martin Luther King Jr. so profoundly says, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Truth be told, when we harbor feelings of hate or offense, it eventually gets the best of us. It takes control of us. We don't forget why we hate. We forget why we hate. What we hate and whom we hate. We simply hate for the sake of hating. And then naturally, we begin to hate ourselves too. Everything and everyone you hate rents permanent space in both your head and your heart. So if you want to eliminate something or someone from your mind, don't hate, y'all. Listen to me. Love hard. You are too blessed to be stressed, too grateful to be hateful. Okay? Let me go back up to things that we're doing. Let me see, where was I? And the next one is holding tight to, hold on, y'all. I'm losing all my notes trying to preach over here. holding tight to worries and fears. When you're holding tight to worries and fears, someday when you look back, you got to let go of this in order to be happy. Someday when you look back over your life, you'll realize that nearly all of your worries and anxious fears never came to fruition. They were completely unfounded. So why not wake up and realize this right now? When you look back over the last few years, how many opportunities for joy did you destroy with needless worry and negativity? Although there's nothing you can do about these lost joys, there's plenty you can do to find your joy. There's plenty of things that you can do to find your joy. So I pray this podcast helped you, man. I pray that you were blessed. I pray that you have joy unspeakable and full of glory today. Listen to me. Everything in our life, we have a part to play. Stop talking self-negative to yourself. Stop walking around with offense. Stop walking around blaming others for where you are. Stop thinking that that what is behind you is better than what's coming in front of you, and release it, y'all. I just want to encourage you today. Release it. Release it and find your peace. Release it and find your joy. I dare you today, man, to right now, wherever you are, I mean, start moving your body. Start getting some joys. Start realizing that, man, my ladder shall be greater. I have joy unspeakable and full of glory on the inside of me. Father, I thank you today. I thank you today, Lord, that I am blessed and I'm not stressed. I thank you today, God, that I've got perfect peace. I am walking in perfect peace, God. I'm going to quit talking about myself. I'm going to quit trying to control the uncontrollable. I'm going to quit trying to avoid change. I'm going to quit blaming others and making excuses. I'm going to quit procrastinating on my goals. I'm going to quit talking down to myself. That's a big one, y'all. I'm going to quit criticizing others. I'm going to quit running from my problems and my fears. I'm going to quit living in another time and place. I'm going to quit it, God, and I'm going to be thankful. I'm going to quit trying to be someone that I'm not, and I'm going to quit being ungrateful. God, I'm going to be thankful in all things. God, I thank you today that today is the best day of the rest of my life. Thank you, God, for having my back. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that today is the best day of the rest of my life. I shall not fear. I shall not worry. I give my children to you, God. I give my spouse to you. I give the fear of being lonely for the rest of my life to you, Lord. I will beat this addiction. I will not be a worshiper, God. I will not be pitiful. I will be powerful. I will choose happiness, God, because I realize that happiness is a choice and it's my choice. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. I pray y'all got something out of this. I love you so much. I'm just trying to give you a little bit of gold every day to help you realize that you're not stuck because you're not a tree. And until you start moving your feet, nothing changes. Nobody can force you to move out of that season that you've allowed to define your whole lifetime. Nobody can do it but you and God. So I pray today that you stop saying, I want to give up. I just want to give up. I feel like giving up. And you get up and start living again. You've got this, man. You've got this. I'm proud of you. I love you. Y'all stay connected to me right here on my podcast or realtalkkim.com. All over social media, every social media outlet as Real Talk Kim. I also have a free app, Real Talk Kim Go, and y'all go get my new book, When Your Bad Meets His Good. Love you so much, y'all. Peace out.